And good morning to you, Brad. I tell you what, there's excitement. Minari set to step out at Randwick Trials on Monday.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, it'd be good to see Minari back. Of course, we haven't seen him since the spring, since running third in the Golden Rose there. So he won the Run to the Rose last year. His favourite for the Golden Rose. He's had throat surgery since then. But, yeah, all reports he's going to be back at the trials on Monday and likely to resume in the Group 1 Galaxy in Sydney this autumn. So really interested to see what he can produce. He's always a big horse and looked like he did make a better autumn three-year-old.
Tough to have a famous mun, Brad.
Yeah, it is. Black Caviar's third foal and an unnamed Thistle Filly. News I saw yesterday on social media, be trained by the David Hayes stable. So her second foal, an unraced Sebring colt named Prince of Caviar, spelling at the moment. It obviously hasn't been to the races yet, but the news yesterday, the third foal, the unnamed Thistle Filly, be trained by the David Hayes and Tom Babinick stable there in Melbourne.
And what's happened to Deploy? No good.
Yeah, well, we tipped him on the weekend and he ran not very well at all.
He was terrible.
And they said he tied up. But just reading some news yesterday, it looks like he's unlikely to race again this campaign. Joe Ryan was telling Steve Hewlett up in Queensland yesterday that the sprinter's hurt himself behind. He can't trot out at the moment and he'll have a scintigraphy test today to see what's happening. But at this stage, it's not looking very good for Deploy, and probably goes a long way to explaining that run on the weekend, because it was he was heavily backed into odds on in the end, and ran very disappointing.
So tip him out, give him a break, bring him back.
Yeah, you'd think so. And he's a nice sprinter, had quite a nice spring campaign last time. I mean, obviously he's had this little issue, but I'm guessing we'll find out more with that test today, see if there's any issues there, and I'm sure Gerald will put the horse first there.
We saw the special treatment, Brad, for obviously Winx on the weekend. What about the special treatment for the Magic Millions winner, Hootson?
Yeah, she's due to gallop between races at the Gold Coast today. They've got a midweek meeting up there on the Gold Coast. So all's ticking over well, reportedly, with her, with the Toby Edmonds camp. I think she's heading towards a return in the Fireball Stakes in Sydney on March 10 at this stage. So interesting to see what she can produce this autumn. Of course, she was in the Everest there and, competitive in a few races during the spring. So she's always been a really nice two-year-old, gone to a three-year-old season now. She's just got to show she's come back in the autumn and can be really competitive in those feature races in Sydney.
Now, I wonder, Brad, if this is a strategic decision from the connections of Bonneville. Missed the clash in the Chipping Norton Stakes. Obviously, that's when Winx comes back.
Yeah, they might have had a look at that trial on the weekend and thought, we'll give that a miss. They were going to obviously looking at that Chipping Norton Stakes as a return for Bonneville, but instead the connections told Andrew Bensley yesterday that to resume in the Wait for Age Group 1 race at Hastings this weekend. So, yep, no match with Winx, and it'd be interesting to see what sort of feel we get for the Chipping Norton now, because we know Hartnell was sort of leaning towards going there, but now he's getting more on an Australian Cup path, and I think he's going to probably dodge a meeting with Winx next weekend. Now, we know Bonneville's not there, so it'd be interesting to see what competitors she'll face first up there in the mile feature.
Brad, are you getting a little bit funky with your tips today at Canterbury Park?
Yeah, well, I've got very little confidence, so I couldn't really have a best. I found it really tricky. It's a soft seven there at the moment, rail out six, so it's a real wait-and-see day for me, and I just couldn't really be super confident. So to put one out, I'm going to just suggest a small little all-up race three, number one, so you win a place at $2.10. There's only the two place dividends there, but I thought he'd run well. And race four, number five, Danzy, a win at $1.60. So that's about $3.35. The all-up, like I said, I'm not super keen today, so okay. I wouldn't be going over the top with that, but hopefully we'll be able to throw out our tips in the coming days.
All right. Will you be out there?
I'll be out there, yep, for Sky Thoroughbred Central, okay. Giving all the late mail, so do our best to find a few winners, but I think the way the track plays today is going to be really important, okay, especially with this soft seven track condition.
We look forward to your comments right throughout the day, mate. There's Brad Davidson's beauties for the weekend, or in fact for today, I should say, race three, number one, and then into race four, number five. Race three, number one, race four, number five. It's now 8 o'clock.